Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, the big talking point overnight is what did the US Fed do with its rate, or rather did not do. But other than that, there are a lot of cues as well to watch for the Indian setup. Because remember, yesterday we did see a last hour rally, but still the Nifty is trading below the 11,700 mark. The Sensex managed to hold that 39,000 odd mark. But the real pain and the real pressure was actually in the mid-cap space, because that index underperformed starkly. That one ended 1% lower versus the gains that we have seen in the likes of Nifty Bank as well as Sensex. And this is also evidenced by the other data that we are getting. So for example, on BSE, 517 stocks hit 52-week low yesterday, and that's a startling number, telling you how much pain there was there in the broader markets, with a lot of stocks declining in double digits, whether it was the pharma stocks, whether it were names like IRB Infra, Dilip Bilcon, etc. They were seeing a lot of selling pressure. In fact, India Bulls Group stocks were also coming under a lot of pressure. They ended down about in double digits, and NBFC names also saw some selling out. In fact, if you look at India Bulls Housing, particularly on NSE, it's very interesting because the delivery volume was just around 8.83%, telling you that there was a lot of speculation and volatility as well as nervousness in the F&O market, and that is where all the action was yesterday. However, talking about this morning, it looks like the start will be in positive, because SGX Nifty is suggesting an uptick of around 35 points. Other than that, the likes of Nikkei, Hang Seng, Straits are all trading higher, and that is on account of the positive close that we got from US as well. Because in the US markets, the Dow ended around 40 points higher, and S&P as well as Nasdaq also ended 0.3 to 0.4% higher. This, of course, as the decision came from US Fed, that even though they have kept the rate unchanged as of now, the expectations are rife that they have opened the door for a rate cut later in the year. In fact, if you look at a trader's poll, they are now pricing in more than 80% chance of a rate cut in the month of July itself. Now, what did the US Fed say? Now, if you look at the median forecast, that still reflects that there are no rate cuts coming this year, and also the fact that the growth forecasts have not been tweaked much. But on the flip side, the FOMC or the Fed were very particular talking about what's happening with trade, what's happening with the global growth concerns. 8 members voted in favor of a rate cut this time around, and they have dropped the words like patient from their statement, and also said that they will act as appropriate to sustain the economy. And all of this really fuels the expectation that going forward, there will be a bit more easing in terms of the policy of the Fed, as well as the rate cuts are coming later in the year. In fact, on expectation of that easing, the 10-year yield curve in US slipped below the 2% mark, and this is the first time it has happened since November 2016. But apart from all of these cues coming in from US, we have a lot of local cues also to deal with. Remember, we have got this data from Met that suggests that the monsoon onset might be slower than expected, and that could dampen the sentiment a tad bit. It is going to be weekly options expiry today. Nifty and Nifty Bank will definitely be in focus on account of that. Well, I mean, without these specific triggers, we have so much volatility and choppiness in the market. I'm just wondering, on a day like this, when there is weekly options expiry, what kind of volatility will we see? But separately, in terms of the Nifty, yesterday's low of around 11,625 is a watching point, as well as 11,800 on the upside in terms of a psychological barrier. Separately, in terms of crude, we are pretty much steady. We have seen a gain of around 1% overnight, but nothing startling. The only thing to keep an eye out on is the US dollar, because that has slipped below the 97 mark. Remember, yesterday it was at 97.6 level. So there has been quite a bit of slide when it comes to the US dollar. And we'll keep an eye out on IT companies on account of that. But separately, we'll watch out for IT companies on account of reports that we are getting from Reuters, suggesting that US is looking to cap the H-1B visa. And this is in retaliation to the retaliatory tariff put by India on 28-29 products. So that trade tiff has started to show its head when it comes to the India-US relations as well. We'll keep an eye out on HDFC as well, because there they are looking to buy 51.2% stake in Apollo Munich Health for 1,350 crores. And later, They're going to merge it with HDFC Ergo. They're expecting that this merger will be completed over a period of 9 months. Apollo Hospital, on account of this, will also be in focus because they will sell their 10% stake in Apollo Munich for a value of 300 odd crores. And they say that the proceeds will be used to deleverage debt as well as take off the pledge in terms of what has been an overhang for that stock. So keep an eye out on Apollo Hospital and trade today. IndusInd Bank, Bharat Financial on our radar because the board has decided July 4th to be the record date of the merger. NTPC and Adani Green have backed some orders, so they are in focus. Ashok Leyland will be in focus because they have taken a production cut at one of their plants, so that will be in focus. Reliance Power and the ADG Group will be in focus. For Reliance Power particularly, ICRA has downgraded their long-term rating to C and issue a not cooperating category. So we'll keep an eye out on that stock. Keep an eye out on Sun Pharma as well, because just this morning we got reports suggesting that US FDA has issued 4 observations to the Halol facility. So that'll be a key thing to watch out for. So a lot of stocks really to keep on our radar today. Let's see how the day pans out.